Welcome to the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast with your host, Pastor James Broadnax. As the Bible says, they that worship God must worship Him in spirit and in truth. You're invited to worship services at 10:30 a.m. every Sunday morning at 4210 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria. Now, let's join the broadcast.
Listen, Eden is kingdom, and Eden mindset is a kingdom mindset. Let me hear ya. Where my Eden citizens at? Where my Eden citizens at? Where you at? Let me see you do your hands like this. Here we go.
When God made man. Well, God bless you in greetings and that all-powerful blessing in healing name of Jesus Christ. Well, this is your friend, your apostle of prayer, senior pastor of the Word of Faith Kingdom Church, located here at 4210 South MacArthur Drive, here in the city of Alexandria, Louisiana. Well, I want to give you a personal invite to meet us this coming Sunday. Sunday morning, 10:30 a.m., all roads, all streets will be leading right here to the Word of Faith Kingdom Church, a church that's perfecting and edifying the body of Christ. Bring your Bible, bring your pen, bring your notepad. This is going to be a powerful blessing service on this coming Sunday morning. It's going to be a miracle working and healing service on this coming Sunday morning. So don't you let nothing, no thing or nobody stop you from being in this move of God. Now on Sunday, before you leave the sanctuary, I want to place into your hands my 1 hour intercessory prayer guide. Yes, I believe that prayer is where the action is. Jesus said that men are to always to pray and not to faint. This prayer guide will teach you and guide you how to pray for 1 hour each and every day. And he that prays for 1 hour each and every day shall walk in the supernatural, miracle working power of God. Now listen to me very carefully. You that are ready to succeed, you that are ready to prosper, you that believe that God wants you to have prosperity, I want to make sure this coming Sunday that I place into your hands my Secrets to Success and Abundant Living Study Guide. This is a study guide that if you would study this study guide with me, I declare lack and shortage and not enough would just have to leave your life. That's Sunday morning, Word of Faith Kingdom Church, 4210 South MacArthur Drive, here in the city of Alexandria, Louisiana. Now, let me just talk to you just for a few minutes here. I've been talking about and sharing with the body of Christ about the power of a testimony. You see, sometimes the devil will tell you, you don't need to tell nobody your praise report. You don't need to tell nobody your testimony. They're going to think you're bragging. Well, if you're bragging, you know you're bragging on God, you see. But the devil, he hates praise reports. He hates testimonies. Yes, praise reports irritates the devil. Listen to me very carefully. You know the story of the woman with the issue of blood. You know, for 12 years, spent all the money that she had from doctor to doctor. She didn't get better. She got worse. And then when she heard of Jesus, now how did she hear? Somebody was bragging on Jesus. Somebody was talking about the miracle working power of Jesus Christ. Somebody probably told her, listen, I saw two blind men following Jesus and crying out, thou son of David, have mercy on us. And how that Jesus asked them, do you believe I'm able to do this? And they said, yeah, Lord. And he touched their eyes. And they left there with 20/20 vision. She probably heard that testimony. And then she began to talk to herself and said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. You know the story. She touched him and she was made whole. And Jesus told that woman, you know, in Mark chapter 5 and verse 34, he said, "Daughter, thy faith have made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague." Now, I want to show you something, the power of a testimony. Testimonies builds expectancy. That's why as I have traveled this country with a team, videoing and taping everything that happened in my crusades and taking those testimonies and praise reports from city to city, building faith, building expectancy. And people come and they receive miracles from what they heard, from the praise reports they heard on the radio that they watched on the television. Now watch what happened here. They didn't have TV. They didn't have BET. They did not have the Word Network. They did not have Impact Television. They didn't have the gospel radio stations. Watch this right here. They didn't even have social media. But the word got out. And in Mark chapter 6, beginning at verse 54, "And when they come out of the ship straightway, they knew him." Now, they weren't taking pictures back then, you know, but they knew it was Jesus. "And they ran through that whole region round about and began to carry about in beds those that were sick where they heard he was. And whithersoever he entered into a village or city or country, they laid the sick in the streets and besought him that they may touch, if it were but the border of his garment. And as many as touched him were made whole." Now, what made them just want to touch the border of his garment? They didn't want Jesus to lay hands on them. They didn't want Jesus to anoint them with oil. All they wanted was to touch the border of his garment because they heard the testimony in Mark chapter 5, how that woman touched just the hem of Jesus' garment and she was made whole. And so that expectancy from that testimony is now over here in Mark chapter 6. And now hundreds, maybe even thousands, are being healed just from her testimony. So don't let people stop you from testifying and bragging on God. It builds faith. It builds expectancy. And I want to take you right now into a praise report because I'd love to hear Brother Hackett testify how that they wanted to purchase a home and put a contract on a home and didn't know which bank to go to try to get the mortgage loan. But then the wife said, "Broadnax preaching Wednesday night, we'll get an answer in church. No one called me on the telephone and told me that was their prayer request. That's what they come into church for. No, God had to download that in my spirit. And I'm a preaching, and I just shouted out, somebody might go up in SunTrust Bank tomorrow and get what they want." And that's exactly where they got that mortgage loan from. Well, I'm going to let Brother Hackett tell it in his own words. Listen to this.
When Apostle Broadnax pray and prophesy, miracles happen. When Apostle Broadnax pray and prophesy, miracles happen.
Good morning, church. My name is Livingston Hackett. Or you can say Brother Hackett. But the reason why I'm here giving this testimony to Jesus is because me and my wife was looking for a home, and we've been all over Pompano and Fort Lauderdale, and we really can't find what we really need. And my wife, she get kind of upset. I said, "Listen, when God ready, he will give us a home. It is his own timing, not us." So then we went over by commercial in the place area over there. We see a home. And when I seen it, I like it. I said, "Lord, I like this house." And my wife said, she liked this house. So the lady was asking $235,000 for the house. I said, "We don't have that kind of money." I said, "But you know what? We got Jesus. He gonna provide." And we went home, we pray about it, we hold hands, we pray about it, and God put in his spirit a price. And we went back to the lady, and you know, we called the lady from, we come to church that night, I went, Broadnax was preaching. And we wanted to go to a bank to ask for a loan, but we didn't know which bank to go to. So my wife says, "You know what? God can give us an answer in church." And when the night, when Brother Next was preaching, he says, you know what? Somebody might walk in SunTrust tomorrow and get what they want. And you know what? And my wife says, that's it. But then we walked, and then she went and she called up a lady from SunTrust, and the lady was giving her a hard time. And then it's another lady that works there who is one of your members. And the lady says, who is that? That name sounds familiar. And the lady put, this lady put yellow lady on the phone, and then the lady said, I know, that's Sister Hackett. And then they started to talk. And she said, you know what? I think I can help you. And my boss is in New York, and when she get back here, I will talk to my boss. When her boss come back and she and my wife talk, the lady said, yes, we can get you this money. And to make a long story short, they gave us the money without asking no questions, and then the bank turned around and gave us back $1,400 for closing costs. And it was so easy because God was in everything.
Well, that is the power of prayer, faith, and prophecy. You know, how could I have known that? It was only by the word of knowledge that God dropped in my spirit. They didn't pass me a note and said, I'm leaving for a home and we need to go to a bank to borrow money. No, God revealed that to James Broadnax through the word of knowledge. I'm telling you, this coming Sunday morning is going to be a miracle working and healing service. Right here at the Word of Faith Kingdom Church, 4210 South MacArthur Drive, here in the city of Alexandria, Louisiana. Many of you remember when we was there on Texas Avenue, 109 Texas Avenue. So many miracles happened there at that location. But I tell you what, it's going to be greater at this location, right here at 4210 South MacArthur Drive. I want you to come to the service on Sunday. If you are penniless and you don't have a dime, and you want to see your financial situation change, give me the opportunity to help you through prayer, through faith, and through prophecy. I have prayed and helped so many thousands around this world. I have seen Jesus through this prayer ministry raise individuals up off of their bed of affliction and heal them from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. I have seen God through this teaching ministry prosper people and take them from jobs into entrepreneurship and owning their own businesses. Listen, it could happen for you right here in Alexandria, in Pineville, in Marksville. Let me tell you something here. God can raise you up right here where you are. All you got to do is get under the right ministry, the right teaching ministry, and learn these biblical blessing principles that's in the Bible and apply these principles to your life. And within 90 days, your whole financial world will change. But I got to go, but I will see you Sunday morning, Word of Faith Kingdom Church, 4210 South MacArthur Drive, 10:30 a.m. I will see you here.
You've been listening to the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast with Pastor James Broadnax. The church is located at 4210 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. To correspond with Pastor Broadnax, write to P.O. Box 8781, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71306, or call 318-427-9255. That's 318-427-9255. And be sure to join us next time for another faith-filled word with Pastor Broadnax on the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast.
KQJO, St. Joseph Natchez 99.3.